What's occurring?
Okay, get ready to play along at home. 81199. It's today's Oh, What's Occurring?
Oh, What's Occurring?
Yesterday it was Anna Lee off the news. Today it's Hugh Stevens off Radio 1. Hi.
Oh, hello.
Hi there. Against Becky, I've got three situations that we've recorded. Just tell me what happens next. Hugh's going to whoop your ass.
So I've heard.
Apparently I'm quite good at this.
You are good, yeah.
Thanks.
Score so far, Anna Lee off the news, 1, Becky, 0. Okay, here's your first one.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know Nihal?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
He's on tonight?
Yeah. Do you think he likes celebrities?
Of a certain kind, yeah.
Right.
Not all of them.
No.
He's not like a celebrity magnet.
No. Do you think he reads, like, all the gossip magazines and stuff?
No, but he likes his popular culture.
Okay. Here's something for you to ponder. I gave Nihal a bottle of Carver with the safety catch taken off. How many celebrities do you think he can name before the top of the bottle popped off? Becky.
6.
Hugh.
10.
Okay, let's find out.
Oh! What's occurring?
Here is Nihal, but how many celebs can he name before his cork pops? Hi, Nihal.
Hello, Scott.
Okay, take this champagne bottle, Carver.
Right.
Okay, shake it.
Shake, 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 shake. Is that enough?
That's enough. Okay, right. Now, undo the little safety valve thing.
I'm rubbish at opening bottles of champagne, by the way. Right, okay.
Okay.
Right.
Now, keep shaking it and name as many famous people as you can. Go.
Scott Mills, Chris Moyles, Vernon Kay, Edith Bowman, Fern Cotton, Reggie Yates, Colin Murray, Charlton Heston, he's sadly deceased. Shall we say Tom Cruise, Angelina Jolie, Sienna Miller, the Knightley woman, Kevin Keegan, Glenn Medeiros, Tony Hadley.
Famous people. God, you're good, Hugh.
Wow.
You get the point. And I liked Glenn Medeiros.
Yeah, he's got a different thought of what a celebrity is, obviously.
Is that a spirit?
What?
A spirit.
No, it's a rubbish singer from the 80s.
Oh! What's occurring?
It's like
Glenn Medeiros. Glenn Medeiros, please, bartender. I just like that game because under pressure, the random people that you just come up with a weird.
He named everybody in the building. Very clever.
And then Charlton Heston, who's dead. And Glenn Medeiros off the 80s. Thanks, Nihal. Right, so Hugh's in the lead. Here's the next one. You know Hole in the Wall?
What? The cash plane?
No. It's a show.
Oh, I've seen it. It's brilliant.
Do you like that?
Yeah, where you've got to kind of hold your things out and instead you fall in the water.
Well explained, Hugh.
Seen it once. It's brilliant.
It's like human Tetris.
It's like something from the 1970s.
Yeah, it's really good.
It shouldn't be on in 2008. That's why it works.
That's really good.
Yeah.
So you have seen it. It's on before Strictly. It's on this Saturday. And there is a clip going round of me, because I'm on it on Saturday.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, would you like to see the clip now?
Yeah, I'd love to, yeah.
Yeah, so would I, but I don't think it's going to happen. No, hang on. I might be able to do it in a minute. I'll show you in a minute. All right.
Okay, I'll be watching it on Saturday.
Oh, definitely. Are we on? All right.
Wow, amazing. Ooh. Amazing.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Who else is on there with you? Who are the other ones?
Oh, all the stars. Darren Goff.
Right.
He's the team captain. Okay. Cleo Rockus.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Now, you know those BBC management types upstairs on the first floor?
Oh, yeah.
Quite serious, aren't they?
Yeah.
Do you think they like Hole in the Wall?
The cash point as well?
No. They're very, very important. Do they like stupid, frivolous shows like this? I asked 5 members of BBC management to watch the clip of me on Hole in the Wall. How many of them would laugh out of 5?
I'm going to go for 3. 3 of them would like it.
Becky.
1.
Let's find out.
What's occurring?
What are you saying about management?
probably got better things to do with their time than be interrupted by you going, hey, watch me on the telly.
Well rescued.
It's funny, isn't it?
Is this funny? Okay. Here are some really important people watching me on Hole in the Wall. Here's my boss, Ben. Hi, Ben. As a senior management executive, I want to know, do you find this clip of me on Hole in the Wall funny, okay?
Okay. There's
Hole in the Wall!
There's Dale. Oh, nice.
Yes. One.
I don't find it that funny.
Oh, Scott, why?
I'm still in the management office. Nicola, is this funny?
Hole in the Wall! Go on!
It's the suspension!
Two!
George is with me in the management office. He's in charge of music in the whole world. Is this funny?
Hole in the Wall! Go on!
Yes! It's funny.
Three!
Hi, Limla.
Hello.
Right, this isn't funny. Watch.
Hole in the Wall! Go on!
That was so not funny.
Hi, Sarah.
Hello, Scott.
Okay, have a look at this.
Hole in the Wall!
No, not funny.
No, not funny. Three people, really serious people, found it funny, so Hugh gets the point again. Amazing.
Get in.
Oh! What's occurring?
Last one. You know Ray Winston?
Yeah.
Legendary actor, star of Scum, Nail by Mouth, Sexy Beast, Cold Mountain, Beowulf, the latest Indiana Jones one, and lots of tough guy roles and stuff. How much do you think that me and Ray Winston have got in common?
Oh.
He's quite a Cockney geezer, right? Yeah,
but he's a family man as well, isn't he?
Yeah, like myself. actual Ray Winston tested me on some Cockney rhyming slang.
Oh, okay.
But how many Cockney phrases could I translate correctly?
Oh. I don't reckon that many.
About a minute and a half.
Minute and a half. I reckon you got seven.
You think I got seven?
I reckon you're going to do seven of them.
Becky?
Three.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Let's find out with my fellow tough guy, Ray Winston, testing my rhyming slang.
Yeah, hello, Scott. Ice cream freeze on the haystack.
An ice cream freeze on the haystack?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm really cool. What is it then?
It's a geezer following you behind, right? Is it on your back? The haystack's your back, and the ice cream freeze is the geezer.
I was going to say that, a bloke following you. Next.
Down a frog, bit of rubber, go and watch down the back of the Gregory.
Can you say that once more for me, Ray? I can't catch that.
Down the frog, to the rubber, go watch down the Gregory.
I think a man called Gregory has a gold watch that he rubs. I don't know, Ray.
Yeah, what's the rubber?
A condom.
That's the pub.
Pub.
What's the frog?
The frog.
Yeah, the frog and toad, the road.
Road, something about road the pub and a road. Yeah.
Gold watch.
Hot pot.
Scotch.
Scotch.
Yeah, down the back of the Gregory, peck.
Heck.
Neck.
Neck, right. So what's the answer then?
Well, go on, you tell me.
I've got no idea.
Yeah, down the road to the pub, nice gold watch down the back of the neck. Scotch down the back of the neck.
Right, okay, of course.
Oh, baby, you should have worked that one out.
I nearly had that one, Ray.
My mate made up a new one.
Okay, I'll get this one.
Right. Says, oh, you golden wonder in the blur.
Golden wonder in the blur.
Right.
Are you a crisp? Rubbish.
Golden wonder means really sorted, Chris. So you're really sorted. And Blur sing the big house in the country. So you're really sorted with a big house in the country. Golden wonder in the Blur.
That's the most random one ever.
Mm-hmm. Are you golden wonder in the Blur?
Did he call you baby?
He did call me baby, yeah, Ray Winston.
So you haven't really got that much in common with him, really? Scott.
What do you fancy down the back of the Gregory, Becky?
You like Medeiros?
You really don't. You need to listen to that again, maybe, the comfort of your own home, and then you'll regret what you just said. You quite like Ray Winston, don't you?
Yes.
You do. Why do you like him so much?
No, he's just nice, isn't he? Mm-hmm. I think it's because he's Cockney.
I've got a present for you.
How are you doing, Becky?
Oh!
What?
How are you doing, Becky?
Nice present for you, listen.
Becky, have a nice Christmas, darling.
That's Ray Winston wishing you happy Christmas.
Becky, have a nice Christmas, darling.
You love that?
That's amazing, thank you. I'm going to get it from my phone.
All right. So, once again, even though that wasn't so good for you, Hugh, you have won today's Oh, What's Occurring?
Hooray!
Oh, Scott Mills.